Welcome to From the Cold Corner, a podcast devoted to those impacting the cold food and beverage supply chain. I'm Michael Costa, editor-in-chief of Refrigerated and Frozen Foods magazine, and today our guest is Jeff Rumichick, executive vice president and chief operating officer for the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association, or NFRA. Welcome to the Cold Corner, Jeff.
Well, thanks for having me.
For our listeners who may not be familiar with the NFRA, can you give us some background and history of the organization?
Sure, I'd be happy to. NFRA was actually founded back in 1945. This year, we're celebrating our 75th anniversary. We were founded as the National Wholesale Frozen Foods Distributors Association with the idea that it would create one voice for lots of different aspects of our industry. We became the NFFA, the National Frozen Food Association, in 1959. And then refrigerated was added to our association in 2001, and that's where we became the NFRA. We're an all-industry trade association. That is, our membership includes manufacturers, retailers, sales agents, suppliers, really anybody that touches our industry. And our focus is on marketing and promotion. So NFRA sponsors four national promotions each year: March Frozen Food Month, June Dairy Month, the Summer Favorites promotion. And then in the fall, we do a Cool Food for Kids program. We also conduct national PR campaigns on behalf of the industry, which I'll speak to a little bit later. And then we bring the industry together for meetings a couple times a year. Interestingly enough, back in 1984, we created this promotion called March Frozen Food Month, which was actually the slowest month of the year for sales in frozen foods. So that's a longstanding promotion. And then June Dairy Month was added in 2003. That's kind of a basic history of NFRA and a little bit about who we are and what we do for the industry.
And when you say March was the slowest month of the year for frozen foods, is that traditionally slow? Or because I don't think this year was slow, was it?
No, it wasn't this year. At that time, it was the slowest sales month of the year for frozen foods. And so the idea was, let's create a promotion, try to create some excitement around the category and see if we can do something to influence sales. Now it's one of the busiest months of the year. And for sure, this past year, right in the middle of our promotion is when everything sort of exploded with regards to the pandemic. So yes, this year was an anomaly as far as sales increases that we saw, but March is now one of the busiest months of the year in the frozen food category.
And you mentioned earlier, this is the NFRA's 75th anniversary. How has COVID-19 affected your schedule for events and awards, and how are you still able to celebrate that milestone?
It certainly has affected it. We planned a year-long celebration. Unfortunately, we've missed two of our meetings already, including one that's coming up with our board of directors in June. And that's typically where this milestone would be most meaningful to our leadership. But we still have our largest meeting, the NFRA convention, coming up in late October. That's still, the planning for that continues to happen. We've got some events planned at that event. We'll recognize our milestone there. We have an annual membership meeting. We have some things planned with that, a networking reception, where we're going to do some special things there. But throughout the year, we're also writing blog posts about our history, creating a timeline infographic, and doing some fun things with our members, some trivia contest questions, like what year was NFRA founded, that sort of stuff. So it continues on. It's different, of course, because of everything else going on, but we're still able to continue to celebrate as best we can.
And from a wider perspective, how has the NFRA and its members responded to the COVID-19 pandemic? And what are some of the biggest challenges you've seen so far?
The good news here, I think, is that our industry does have experience in dealing with emergencies, and that will serve us well as everybody continues to adjust to this disruption. Nobody saw this kind of shift happening. When the commercial food service side closed down, the businesses, the schools, the bars, the restaurants, hotels, sporting, all that just added all together, that was shut off all at once, pretty much. Then the demand shifted to retail. And then everybody came to the grocery store on the same day. That's probably been the biggest challenge, is how to adjust to that and adjusting to that, because there's good news and bad news. The good news is, as you mentioned earlier, sales are great on the retail side, but it's tough to keep up with the demand. It's been an unprecedented stress on the supply chain, and really demand has outstripped the ability to replenish. We have a strong and safe food supply, and frozen and refrigerated foods are actually well positioned to provide convenient, healthy meal solutions. All the attributes that we talk about to consumers every day about the portioning, the easy products, products that fit every lifestyle, long shelf life. You can use what you need and put the rest back. It helps to reduce food waste, Those are all things that are still in play, and certainly we've been able to emphasize with consumers. Our members are doing some incredible things to support their employees and their communities during this crisis, from donating to food banks and emergency workers, increasing pay, sick leave for employees, paying to the grocery bills for first responders, offering rides and special shopping hours for seniors. I mean, the list just goes on and on. From NFRA's standpoint, we did have to cancel a couple of meetings, but we've sort of shifted. We're finding new ways to create value. So we've developed this new webinar series, as an example, to cover topics that we would have covered in face-to-face meetings at these events. We're offering those to the industry. We're fortunate because a lot of our work is done in the digital space through our easyhomemeals.com platform. That's our consumer-facing website where we talk to tens of thousands of consumers every day about our categories using our two PR campaigns, Real Food Frozen and Dairy and Beyond, about how to incorporate frozen and refrigerated foods into healthy, active lifestyles. We've updated our approach along those lines. We've adjusted our consumer social media strategy to make sure that we've established the right tone with consumers as everybody adjusts. We've created things like at-home easy meals, Pinterest board. We do blog posts where it's a series of recipes, fun activities you can do during your new at-home environment. We're also capturing what our members are doing, uplifting stories about how our member companies are supporting their communities. And we're publishing those in a series of blog posts to consumers, really telling the story of what the industry is doing and how it's responding and how it's being helpful during this whole period of time.
And so here we are in mid-May. And the challenges that NFRA and its members faced in March and April are probably a little different. What are some of the new challenges you're facing today?
It's different, but they're similar as to when this whole thing started, with all the panic buying, with products being out of stock, and the shift that happened where everything was focused on retail. It's how to keep up with demand, how to keep the shelves stocked. That continues to be how to get the products where they need to be. Then it's how to provide a safe and healthy environment at work for your employees and for consumers. A lot of our members are working at home, but there are a lot of places we're working at home where they're still working in manufacturing products, as an example. There may be fewer employees doing it. They've had to implement procedures and policies to keep everybody safe. And then as things start to open up, as the food service side begins to reopen, how do we adjust to that? How does our industry adjust to that? Those, I think, are the challenges that we're seeing and we're talking about with our members, or they're talking about with us.
What questions are NFRA members asking in regards to COVID-19, maybe in the early stages and then maybe today, or how is that changing?
As everybody was trying to figure out what was going to happen next, there was a lot of uncertainty around everything. One of the things that we do at NFRA is we create forums to bring our industry together to do business. So again, going back to the promotions and marketing aspect of what we do and the meetings that we hold, you know, we bring retailers together to meet with their trading partners, manufacturers to meet with their customers, and these are all face-to-face forums. So one of the questions that we're getting right now is related to that. It's with regards to the NFRA convention. This is the granddaddy of them all, the biggest convention in our industry, and it's a face-to-face event. We're holding it October 17th through 20 at National Harbor, Maryland. Are you still going to have the convention? And the answer is yes, we're still planning for the convention. And then the questions change to what is that going to look like? And those are the things that we're working on right now with our leadership. We're working on it with the hotel. Are you going to continue to do your national promotions? I mean, again, as I mentioned earlier, everything blew up right in the middle of March during March Frozen Food Month, and we're still moving forward with all of our promotions. In fact, you think about consumers eating at home, and there's no better opportunity to promote all that we have to offer in these categories right now. And so, yes, we're moving forward with all of our national promotions. And what about our national PR campaigns? Talk to consumers every day. Are those still going on? We're still moving forward with our Real Food Frozen, Dairy and Beyond national PR campaigns, but they're different. We've changed the tone. We've changed what we're doing within those. And even, you know, give you an example, in March, we did, to celebrate and to kind of as an overlay to our March Frozen Food Month promotion, we did a satellite media tour where we focused on products in the frozen category. It was done early March. It was done in New York City. So in June, we're doing a virtual media tour, and that's done with a chef out in California in her kitchen at her house, and it's going to be done virtually. So we continue to adjust and make changes to the programming that we have have and to the services that we offer. But those are the kinds of questions that we're getting at NFRA right now.
And the convention is at Gaylord National Harbor, right?
That's correct. The Gaylord National Harbor in National Harbor, Maryland, October 17th through 20.
It'll be interesting to see how conventions and events are going to be executed. I'm assuming we'll still be having some sort of COVID-19 precautions.
We continue to build attendance. We've got almost 500 people registered for our convention. And I think everybody feels anyway, like people are trying to move forward as best they can. And we're figuring out things as we need to. And late October is months away, but yet there's a lot of things that are in play. And so again, working with our leadership, working with the hotel, we want to provide a safe, healthy environment for everybody. And that's how we're moving forward. But I think everybody has those questions.
So what's next for the NFRA and its members when it comes to COVID-19?
I think one of the questions that's out there is, what does the next normal look like? And when does it become the new normal? Because so many things have changed and continue to change. It's clear that shoppers have embraced our categories and all they have to offer. It's also clear that we've attracted new shoppers to our categories based on studies that we've seen. But as far as our categories and all they have to offer, you can just look at sales numbers from lots of different resources or places and understand that there's been a lot of activity in both frozen and refrigerated foods. And I think that really speaks to the attributes of our categories, the convenience, the portion, they're easy products that fit every lifestyle, use what you need, no waste, that sort of thing. And I think the challenge is going to be, how do you keep that going? And I think we look at the success that we've had in the frozen category and in refrigerated foods and bringing shoppers back to the frozen aisle and getting shoppers to shop the dairy aisle differently. And really a lot of that goes back to the success that our manufacturer members have had with the innovation that they've provided, the transparency, you know, things like clean labels, offering a lot of ethnic flavors, flavors from around the world. And we remind consumers every day that it's real food, it's just frozen, and there's so much more in the dairy aisle other than staples. But it's really an opportunity, I think, in our two categories to just continue to be able to offer all of that, to continue to innovate, and then to continue to capture the attention and curiosity of consumers. And I think one of the other things that's facing us is that people have shopped differently during this period. It could be altered for a long time or permanently, perhaps, whether it be online things that they've experienced or a different way to get products from the supermarket. And I think it's a little too early to tell what's going to be permanent, but what does that look like going forward and how will that affect what we do?
And is there anything you'd like to add or something that I missed?
We're so proud at NFRA of all segments of our industry for everything that continues to be done in keeping our consumers safe and our shelves stocked. And it's actually very inspiring all that our member companies are doing to support their employees and their communities. Our entire industry is playing a valuable role in helping millions of Americans as we continue to navigate this crisis. We're just very proud of what we do, but more importantly, what our members do and continue to do as we move forward.
Okay, great. Thanks again for joining us, Jeff.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks to you, our listeners. Our downloads have increased every week in the past month, so we appreciate your listenership and continue to download it and spread the word about this podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, you can contact me via email at costam@bnpmedia.com, and I'll be sure to respond. Also, if you have any topics or if you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, let me know. Until next time, this is Michael Costa from the Cold Corner.